Live from Next Gen Studios, this is The Sports Page.
Welcome to The Sports Page on Next Gen Media and the Let's Talk Sports Network. I am Ashton Nix, joined with me as always, Chris Robb, on the final episode of 2022. Chris, how was your Christmas, your whatever other holidays you might celebrate? I'm trying to be all inclusive to everybody right now. How was your holiday break going?
Everything was good. Went to Denver, hung out there for a little bit. Just got back, so we're kind of getting ready for, for New Year's Eve. But, the holiday break's been good. Just resting, trying to rest and relax and eating a lot. So, that's always good.
Yeah, we're in that weird week where nobody really knows what day it is. Just kind of lagging along. I've been working this week, but it's still, half your customers aren't working. Everyone's just kind of laid back, maybe kind of being lazy. You could tell with traffic on the roads. You could also tell the time of year by how the Cowboys are playing. More disappointing. In December, they won. And we can kind of dig into it about really was it that disappointing of a game in comparison? You can go around the NFL. But Thursday night, a big sports night for the Metroplex. You had the Cowboys win, the Mavericks win, Luka, another 30-point triple-double. The Stars even won, and the Stars are tied for first place in the Western Conference. We'll talk more about Stars later in the year. Still early on in their season, really. Not quite the midway point. But going back to the Cowboys, Cowboys game, again, they struggle against a team who, didn't put a lot of their starters in, a quarterback that no one really expected. I mean, how many weeks? You take out Trevor Lawrence, and they face Dobbs. They face two-headed non-monster and for Houston, they haven't faced really good quarterbacks in a while, and they seem to keep struggling in these games.
I'm not sure. It's almost like they're kind of just just going through the motions and kind of just we'll win at the end or pull it out. But I mean, they better snap out of that quick if they want to advance to the playoffs, because. Well, they are not advanced in the playoffs, rather, because I'm not sure how sure that they are about getting the first seed. It's a lot that has to happen for them to get the one seed. And right now, I don't think I would want it. I would want to play Tampa. But, they better snap out of it quick, because Tampa – I'm still scared of Tampa. I don't know why. Maybe just me being a Cowboys fan and, just the history of – never beating Tom Brady and never really succeeding in my lifetime, advancing the playoffs. So,
Pretty much they're locked into the fifth seed at least for now. And we'll just face the winner of the NFC South, unless some crazy things happen. The Eagles have to lose their last two games. Of course, Cowboys have to beat Washington next week. And then you have to rely on Minnesota losing at least one game and San Fran losing one game. Not crazy, but you don't want to have to rely on that. If the Eagles just lose two more games and the Cowboys win, that's just to get the NFC East crown. But if, like I said, Vikings and San Fran, that's their way to get the number one overall seed. And right now, outside of getting the number one overall seed, I would rather just go and play whoever wins the NFC South than winning the division. I'll take the division. I'll take the Cowboys winning the division easily, but unless you're going to get that bye week, it's probably more beneficial to play either the Panthers or the Saints or the Buccaneers.
Because then they would have to play the winner of If they were to get the one seed, they would get the bye, obviously. But I'm sure they'll beat the Vikings in a second matchup, or whoever. I guess it'd be the lowest seed. So
Yeah, it depends. If the Cowboys win, more than likely they're going to go play Philadelphia, assuming Philadelphia gets the number one overall seed. But if the sixth or the seventh seed win their game, then the lower seed would, it reseeds, and the lower seed would go play Philadelphia, and the Cowboys
Go
would
play Philly,
play
yeah.
either San Francisco or Minnesota at this point. Or I guess it wouldn't
Right.
be that, because they would have to be the lower seed, would have to advance. And yeah, if a lower seed advances, then Cowboys might actually get to host a playoff game.
That's, I mean, I just don't know. Like, I really don't know what I would say just stay where you are. I know that you want to win every game, but they're probably most likely just gonna stay where they are. You go to Tampa and just do what you're supposed to do. But it's kind of, I'm on the fence right now. I just don't know. I trust the team in like going and beating Tampa, but that second round matchup might be a little tough.
Well, I'm going to give you two different scenarios here. Not really scenarios, but different sides of the fence. Let's talk about last night's game and wonder why they're struggling. No Derrick Henry, you're on your third string quarterback, making his first start ever. He played pretty well last night. Dobbs did well. I think the Cowboys defense didn't do terrible. They held him to 13 points. A terrible offense, I know. But they held him to 13 points off of a couple of turnovers early on, giving them a short field, especially late in that second half. At worst, the Cowboys should have went with a 7-point lead, but they go and Tennessee goes and gets a field goal at the end, which shouldn't have happened. So those are the turnovers. So let's talk about Dak's turnovers. The first one clearly wasn't his fault. Nothing you could do. You hit him right in
Essentially, yeah. Hit
the
him in the chest.
chest. A rookie tight end, I can get that. You know, if it wasn't a if it wasn't such a terminal situation, like it's happening every game. Not just Dak throwing interceptions, but a receiver not catching them. You know, I think I saw a stat that they talked about receiving interceptions caused by
Interception.
receivers since 1990. Dak is like third, and he's only been playing since 2016, and most of
That's
them were this
insane.
year. So clearly, you have to clean that up. But Dak has thrown his share of interceptions that were his fault.
That other pick was definitely like just a bad read. I don't know why he.
Yeah, and maybe it's a situation where he has the yips or something. I don't know, because traditionally through Dak's career, he has not been turnover prone whatsoever. He's been clearly the opposite, where he protects the ball
Too much almost.
too much. All yeah, exactly. Where you're wanting him to take more risks, which is why I think there's something to look forward to. I'm just waiting for that game. It's just going to be a clean game, and they kind of get over this, but it just hasn't happened yet, and it's concerning.
I think probably the Vikings game is probably his most complete game. And since then, it's been, a little rocky. Who they played after the Vikings?
The
That was early on in
Giants,
the year.
who they
Yeah, the
struggled
Giants.
against. They struggled against a little bit.
They struggled. They struggled against the Colts too a
They
little
struggled
bit
against
as
the Colts
well.
to the fourth quarter. So that's what I'm
Houston.
saying. That's what I'm saying. You pay, after beating the Vikings, you're playing Daniel Jones, who has had a pretty good year this year, but it's still Daniel Jones.
Not bad.
You have Matt Ryan washed up. Who they
Very
play?
washed.
Is that when they played? Or they played Houston,
They play
Davis
Houston
Mills,
next. Davis Mills.
two quarterback system going on there. Then you go
Lose to
Jacksonville.
Trevor
I'll
Lawrence.
give I'll give to props to Trevor Lawrence. He's having a good year, and he's turning out, to be a very competent quarterback. And then you play the Eagles, who they played
Backup.
well. And my thinking is there, no, you didn't just beat a backup quarterback, because Dak had a really good game
That's a good,
outside, because that's a great defense, and the quarterback has nothing to do with that, unless he's just turning the ball over like crazy,
Yeah, you put up
which,
40 points on him,
yeah. And if Gardner Minshew was fumbling and throwing interceptions like crazy, I'd say, okay, you can make the argument, well, that, They kept getting the ball back, but that wasn't the case. Gardner Minshew played well, which is kind of another concern. But I think that just shows that Micah Parsons was right about the Eagles, that it was more
System.
the system and the players, which, you know, that's a whole nother issue, because the Micah Parsons issues, that's what's wrong with the media, because they took what he said out of, you know, if you listen to the whole interview, the whole question,
out of context, yeah.
Like he was giving props to their team more than dogging on Hurts. But either way, Hurts is a great quarterback, MVP candidate. But the Cowboys played a great game against the Eagles, and they beat them. Throw Hurts in there, that may have been a different story, but hopefully we'll see that in the playoffs. Here's why, and then of course they struggled last night. Here's why I think you should have a positive outlook on this. Other than the fact that I think Dak could turn around anytime, he just needs to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the struggles. He's been struggling. Struggle, struggle, struggle.
Yeah.
Kansas City struggled against the Seahawks. They beat him by a couple touchdowns, but the Cowboys just beat the Titans by a couple touchdowns. Kansas City struggled against the Texans. Beat them in the end. Philadelphia just struggled against the Bears. Beat them at the end of the game. There's a pattern where outside of the 49ers, how many ever, four or five games they've won in a row, they struggled early on. They have a rookie quarterback. There's a pattern where it's not just the Cowboys. The Cowboys are zeroed in on with a microscope more than any other team. And especially if you're a Cowboys fan, you know, you see it all over social media.
Yeah.
If you're not following other teams, they're not, you know, they're not getting the kind of criticisms. Look at Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes hasn't had that great of a year. Not up to his standards.
Yeah.
And you don't see anything about Patrick. Maybe in Kansas City, maybe they're saying, hey, what's, you know.
I have a lot of friends that are Chiefs fans, and they, you know, they sound just like us. Like, you know, we struggle with the Broncos. We struggle with.
Yeah. There's a few of us saying bench Dak Prescott, which is ridiculous. Cooper Rush didn't turn the ball over as much, although he did throw three interceptions against the Eagles. But he wasn't getting you, what do they average? Before last night, it was like 35 points a game with Dak Prescott. Right. They were averaging about 20-something points a game with Cooper Rush. And people say, well, Cooper Rush can do that. No, if he could, why wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, we saw what happened when he had to throw the ball and he had to be aggressive. He threw a lot of interceptions against Philadelphia. Dak had a really good game against Philadelphia. Dak, looking at last night, outside of a terrible throw he made, take that one throw away, he had 282 yards, two touchdowns, the interception that wasn't his fault, and had an overall decent game. I'm not saying he had a great game. He had a decent game.
Yeah. I know, like, I do look at a lot of their, like, you know, games and film a little bit. And, you know, a lot of those interceptions are, like, on the receiver. I don't want to say Dak is having, like, a bad stretch or, you know, because they're number one in the
league. He is, but traditionally he doesn't do that. That's why I'm saying it's not, you know, this isn't Dak. It may be Dak this year. I'm not saying he's just going to turn it off. Maybe he works on something.
And maybe he's trying to just take more risk and, you know, do what everybody's been trying to tell him to do for the past, you know, 4 years, 5 years or so. But I mean, you know, I guess it's equating to wins, and you know, they have the best offense in the league since he came back from injury. So I mean, I don't know. I just know for a fact that like he can't throw a pick, you know, every playoff game because they won't make it far.
And I'm not saying Dak is an elite quarterback. I think he's good enough to do what you need him to do with this roster if the defense can pick it back up a little bit. But Dak is an accurate quarterback. You've seen some ridiculous, inaccurate throws. The last couple of weeks, you've seen a touchdown to Michael Gallup. You saw a couple to CeeDee Lamb last night. He can make those throws. And then there's some that he just, you don't know what happened. More than likely, it's miscommunication with the receiver. Not necessarily the receiver's fault. It could be Dak's fault. But he thought the receiver was running this route instead of this route. And that's a completely different issue than, hey, he missed the receiver by 5 feet. That's just communication you can work on. Clearly, that you look at highlights. It was the same thing with Romo. After Romo retired, and you go back and all you're being shown is great highlights, you're thinking Romo's a lot better quarterback than we gave him credit for. And I think Dak is the same. Given this overall, this team overall this year, they are the only team in the NFL to beat three different teams that right now have 11 wins. Only team.
That's big.
And right now they are 7-1 against teams with winning records. That's been their knock.
That's a down. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
been a
that's been their knock
downfall
every
that
other
I've
year.
had
They beat the teams
since
they're
I
not
can remember.
supposed to. And they're still, playing down to competition, playing up to competition, beating good teams, barely beating bad teams. Look at the overall picture. Terrible game in Tampa. Outside of that, they've lost three games outside of that Tampa one. And that Tampa Bay game, you can't just say, hey, it didn't happen. It did happen, but completely, they're a different team now.
Yeah, it's almost like I forgot about that game. I forget that they lost to Tampa like the first game of the year. I forget
And
about that.
19-3 to Tampa looks really bad right now with how Tampa's playing. But they've lost three games, two overtime games, which they had at least a 10-point lead in the second half. Which, yeah, Dak threw some interceptions, but your defense has got to hold that. I look at that as like, hey, they had those games won. And a loss against Philadelphia, the best team in the league right now, with your backup quarterback, where you were in that game in the fourth quarter. That's a
But I
positive.
mean, that's pretty, yeah,
You
that's a
can
big,
say,
that's a big positive.
hey, we could have won those three games at the same point, like, hey, we could have lost against the Texans, we could have lost against the Colts if we don't go on that incredible
Yeah,
run.
true.
We could have lost against the Knights. It goes both ways. I agree. I'm not saying this team should be
Undefeated, yeah,
undefeated,
they should be.
15-1 right now, or anything like that. But look at those games that you said they lost. I think the resilience of this team is winning these games that they traditionally don't win, the ones they struggle and they either have a great game and win or a bad game and lose. That hadn't been the case this year. So I think this is helping with their resiliency, will definitely help in the playoffs. Obviously, they have to clean some things up. And then as well, you're looking at they're beating the good teams, like I talked about. And look at the talent you have on this team. We keep talking about the talent. Well, they play terrible. They lose the turnover battle in a few of these games, and then they still win. That's just telling me, hey, we're in a good position. We just have to clean some stuff up. And again, we trashed the quarterbacks earlier in the show. I told you this was going to happen. I'm not trying to be a homer. I'm not trying to say, hey, the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. I think it's more likely they disappoint us in the playoffs. Hopefully, it's not losing to a team under 500 in the first round. But more than likely, they beat Tampa and then they go and lose in Philly. That seems to be what this is being set up for. But if you're looking for something different, there is a lot to look at that is different. You just want more of those really good games you play, more than you've seen. And really, we've only seen a couple. I think Washington earlier in the year was a good game. I think one of those Giants games, I can't remember. Maybe it was so long ago that I know we got off to a slow start, but we ended up playing a pretty good game. And then, of course, the Vikings game. You're
I'm
hoping
trying
they
to
play
think like
overall
was it
game.
a
And then there was a few games, that ridiculous fourth quarter against the Colts.
yeah maybe the Bears game. I was at the Bears game and they kind of just turned it on. They just kind of outclassed
Yeah,
them. I think
that wasn't,
that was a
that
pretty
didn't
good
seem to be
game tonight.
as slow as the start as the other games.
That was a good game. But yeah, no, that you want them like whenever I watch the Chiefs, for the most part when I watch the Chiefs, they put teams away early and then, they kind of just coast in the second half or in the fourth quarter. But and that's what I would want them to do. Like I would have wanted them to put away Tennessee without their best player, put away the Texans because they have one win, But it's football. Like I say they get paid too, and they're going out there. They have a lot of pride. So, players are gonna want to go out there and beat the Cowboys because it's America's team, quote unquote, and they're gonna get their best, everybody's best shot every week.
and expect it next week. It's a division game against the Commanders. Same deal. It may be a meaningless game if the Eagles end up winning. They're playing the Saints. Yeah.
Would you sit out Dak?
No. Not at all, because he needs to put together a clean game. I think either way, I think they're locked in the fifth seed. I think those two got to think. You want to go out and win the game, clearly. You play the game to win. So yeah, I think it's irrelevant whether they have a shot at the NFC East title or not. I don't know what time that game is. I don't know if the Eagles lose to the Saints and then lose to the Giants in week 18.
It says
I don't
to be decided. So
I don't know. I don't know if the Eagles play before the Cowboys, and the Cowboys indeed have a game if they win their champs or not, or if it's they play at the same time or what the deal is.
Yeah, they're both to be decided at the time. So that's weird. I would assume they would have already had their time.
But what I tell, and it depends if the Eagles lose. If the Eagles lose next week or this week, and the Giants can clinch, so let's say the Giants lose this week and don't clinch, then you have the Eagles going for the division, the Eagles and Cowboys going for the division in week 18, and then the Giants and Commanders trying to clinch a playoff spot. So that you know, one of those games you would think would get flexed to Sunday night. I'm not sure what other games you have going on in that week, but no, you don't bench Dak. You at least play him for the first half. You tell him, hey, first this half, is what we're going to do. We don't care what the defense is doing. This is what you're doing. These are your scripted plays. Mm-hmm. You go in there, play a clean half or a clean full game, whatever you want to leave him in there for, and show us you can play a half or whatever without throwing an interception. I think it'll put confidence in him. We try to say that, you know, put confidence in the athletes. I think Dak is fine mentally. I don't think he's I don't think Dak needs it, but I think it just helps overall just put everyone in the right mindset. That's not looming over his head. He plays a clean game, no interceptions, no fumbles, nothing. That's not what everybody's talking about in the media leading up to their first playoff game. Because if he goes out and throws another bad pick, that's one of the talking points is, can Dak play a game? Can they win with Dak probably going to throw another interception? So that's what I need from them. As far as everybody else goes, bench whoever, I don't care. I'm kind of a homer in the sense that let CeeDee Lamb play because he's having a great year. He already has over 100 receptions, third Cowboy ever to do that. Has 1,300 yards, has 8 touchdowns, a great, great season put together by CeeDee Lamb. Let's just stack those, pad those stats. But overall, you can't bench everybody. You only have 53 men on the roster. You can't bench everybody. But I'm not worried about Dak. The people that are worried about Dak that say play Cooper Rush, they don't care if Dak plays week 18. If he gets hurt, great. Cooper Rush gets to play. In their minds, which is a very vocal minority. The media I don't even think the media does it anymore, but they did, you know, back before thinking it was a 50-50 split for Cooper Rush lovers and Dak Prescott love. It's not. I think it's about 2% of Cowboys Nation still think that Cooper Rush should play. Great backup quarterback, but oh, come on, we have 12 wins, going for a 13th win. Whether you want it to or not, we're going for a Super Bowl. That's what it is. Whether we can make it, whether we're capable of doing it, that, you know, you can say what you want. I think any given Sunday, this Cowboys roster is capable of going and beating anybody.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, if you're talking about
the way they play good teams,
exactly. And okay, can we make it out of the first round? Go to Philly and be the if the Cowboys go to Philly, I can't see Philly being favored by more than a touchdown. It's probably more like a 4-point spread.
Probably it'd be like a 4. Yeah, I was just about to say like a 4 or 5 point spread.
Yeah, even if Hurts comes back, he's great. They win the last two games, no issues. Now saying they're going to go beat Tampa, then they're going to go beat Philly, then they're going to go beat Minnesota in the NFC Championship game, and then beat Kansas City or Buffalo in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tall order, but
this is the year. Yeah. If there was any year to make a run, we've been saying this all year. I think this is the year because it's probably the most even the NFC has been, since I can remember. Other than Philly just being like they've been incredible, but they're not like world beaters, especially when Dallas plays them, every game has been close this year. You know, even though both quarterbacks were out for each game, but I don't know. I'm not really, discouraged by that matchup if it happens.
Yeah. You're completely right. This is definitely the year it needs to happen because after this, you're talking about, hey, you need to re-sign. You're talking about re-signing Diggs. You're talking about re-sign Zeke and Pollard. Their contracts are up. There's a lot of things happening. What are you going to do with Tyron Smith? Right. You're going to have to sign CeeDee Lamb in the next couple of years. When does Micah want his paycheck?
Right.
We know 100% they have the talent to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just cleaning up whatever. And that's why there's a positivity there where the issue is Dak's throwing too many interceptions. That's never been an issue in his career. He's thrown some ill-time interceptions. We all know that, but he's had a two to one touchdown to interception ratio his entire career before this year.
Yeah.
Now clearly something's up, whether it's mental or physical, you get that cleaned up. Figure out what happened to the defense. You don't have to go back to your ridiculous Hall of Fame level defense of performances you were putting up earlier in the year. Just meet somewhere in the middle. Be a solid defense. We've seen little spurts of that. And you have some injuries. Cornerback, you're kind of like, what the heck's going on right now? But I trust Dan Quinn to make the right moves there. And you know, I think right now Vegas has Dallas like the fifth or sixth best odds to make it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And like I said, any given week, you're not going to say, well, no, the Cowboys can't win there. The Cowboys can't win, you know. In fact, round one, no matter what, you're like, well, they have to win. If they don't win, it's one of the biggest disappointments in Cowboys playoff history.
Yeah.
One of them. I'm not going to go through the different disappointments.
The long list, yeah.
They can for sure beat Philly. I think they can. I'm not saying they'd be favored. They would, but they can. They've already beat Minnesota. Ridiculous. You know, they blew out Minnesota. San Francisco, you're kind of iffy. I'm confident in beating San Francisco because eventually, you know, the rookie quarterback has to be figured out, right? I mean, Brock Purdy's not. You would think he's not going to be the next Tom Brady. We'll see how that turns out. And then with this defense, I'm not going to say they'd be favored against Buffalo or Kansas City. They've already beat Cincinnati. But the defense gives them a chance to do it if Dak's not turning the ball over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, like we said before, any given Sunday, I think they can go in and win. They have some pretty big wins under their belt, so I don't see, it's just all about them actually just going out and do it. You know, your roster can't do it. You know, on paper doesn't matter unless it translates to the field. So, 100%.
And real quick, we're about to go here, but real quick, they had a weird schedule too, playing going from Sunday to Saturday playing Philadelphia on Christmas Eve and then Saturday to Thursday. That's going to throw some things off too, as with the other team. The other team's dealing with the same, their opponents on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
They deal with the same stuff too, but that throws a little bits off. They're going to get a week and a half off here before they go to Washington. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. And we're going to see, what they can put together, and hopefully, this is going to be a fun weekend because the Cowboys have already played. They've already won, and we can just relax and watch football this weekend and see how the playoffs turn out. And then maybe by our next episode, we're talking about how the Cowboys can clinch the number one the number one seed in the NFC, or we'll be talking about, hey, they're in the fifth spot. Let's, you know, prepare for Tampa
Bay. It'll be Tampa. Yep. Yep. So, yeah, and Tampa, real quick, is there a way Carolina sneaks in over Tampa?
Yeah. I believe Atlanta is the only team eliminated out of that division. Carolina still has a chance, and New Orleans still has a chance.
Okay, yeah.
And we can go into that. I just saw this. We can go into that next week. We can go into that next week if we'll talk about those different scenarios.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, until our next episode, I'm Ashton Nix with Chris Robb. See you guys later.
All right. See you guys. Those are some big games. I just